Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. We're continuing our verses from We Too, How the Church Can Respond Redemptively to the Sexual Abuse Crisis. And today I'm praying as I'm fasting, and I guess I'm not supposed to tell you that because I'm going to lose all the benefit of fasting, but I hope my stomach doesn't grumble while I'm praying today. So today's verse comes from Ezekiel 34, 1 through 11 in the HCSB, the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and it says this: "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the Lord says to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Shouldn't the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat, wear the wool, and butcher the fattened animals, but you do not tend the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, healed the sick, bandaged the injured, brought back the strays, or sought the lost. Instead, you have ruled them with violence and cruelty. They were scattered for lack of a shepherd. They became food for all the wild animals when they were scattered. My flock went astray on all the mountains and every high hill. They were scattered over the whole face of the earth, and there was no one searching or seeking for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, the declaration of the Lord God, because my flock has become prey and food for every wild animal, since they lack a shepherd, for my shepherds do not search for my flock, and because the shepherds feed themselves rather than my flock, therefore you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Look, I am against the shepherds. I will demand my flock. Demand my flock from them and prevent them from shepherding the flock. The shepherds will no longer feed themselves, for I will rescue my flock from their mouths so that they will not be food for them. For this is what the Lord says. See, I myself will search for my flock and look for them." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such an amazing word and such a hard word, and it's given to the shepherds of the nation of Israel, but it could just easily have been said to pastors who have harmed or exploited or not listened to or dismissed sexual abuse victims. And so many of us have walked away from your body because of how we've been treated by shepherds. And so, Lord, I pray for that person today who's aching because of that, who's licking their wounds in the aftermath of a shepherd that didn't chase after him, a shepherd that didn't protect them, a shepherd that allowed wolves to come in and harm. And so, Lord, that's not an easy thing to reconcile. And it seems pretty cliche just to say, separate the shepherd from the shepherd of our souls, because those wounds are deep, and people that represent you should be people who chase after the one who take care of their sheep. So Lord, and take care of the folks around them. Lord, would you just begin to heal this wound? Would you send shepherds into my friend's life that are good shepherds like you? And Jesus, I just thank you that you're the fulfillment of this prophecy. You're the one. It says, I myself will search for my flock and look for them. You did that. You are the good shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep. You lead us beside still and quiet waters. You prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. You are so very good, and you watch out for us. And Lord, you're also I just need to rest in the fact that you're also the God of justice. We talk so much about your love. We don't talk very much about your justice, but we need your justice. We need these kinds of sins and these crimes exposed by the power of your blood, Jesus, and by the power of your name no longer. Lord, please clean house, we ask. Please clean house of those shepherds who are shirking their responsibilities, those shepherds who have hurt their flock through sexual predation and sexual innuendo, and pursuing women that are not their wives, or pursuing men that are not their husbands. Lord, we have lost the prophetic distance to be able to see what you're up to because we have failed to love the flock. So Lord, encourage us today. Please show us again the light that is shining through. Please show us that you are cleaning house. Please shed light on this very dark situation. We trust you to do that. You are so good at it. And I rest in it today with every ounce of strength that I have. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful that you are loving yourself enough to give yourself the gift of prayer. I know I struggle with being kind to myself, and so this is part of your self-care, and thanks so much for doing it. If you want to learn more about the book, you can go to we2.org/resources and find resources that are available, and then also /21 days, and you can get 21 days of emails from me about healing from the past. So I hope that blesses you, and have an amazing day.